The figures are shocking that nearly a quarter of all the Irish quotas has been landed outside the state. 38,900 tonnes of fish is going to other countries such as Norway, Denmark, United Kingdom and the Faroe Islands at a critical time when coastal jobs in our coastal communities depend on Irish quota to be landed in Ireland. It is something that the government and the minister of the day will have to give particular attention to, because if we do not resolve this, there will be job losses and there will be factory closures. Irish quota is a national asset, and as such, it should support the national economy.
And what do you think is, you know, the method behind fixing these problems?
Well, obviously, we'd have a look, root and branch look at why this is happening. The prices for fish in Ireland are, by and large, more expensive than the countries they're going to. So obviously, there is issues about how landings are handled by the competent authority in Ireland. There may be over-regulation, there may be over-interpretation of regulation and hassle within the harbours. That's something that needs to be thrashed out and resolved in order to save coastal communities. The coastal communities are under considerable pressure post-Brexit. We can't add to that by over-regulation leading to strangulation.